Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections. I'm Katie King, Curator of Art and Social History for Manx National Heritage, and today I'm going to talk to you about ordinary things. So here at the Manx Museum, we have always, and will always, collect objects connected to the people of the Isle of Man. But when the Manx Museum first opened in 1922, this was considered to be quite a revolutionary approach. Whilst museums across the water were collecting antiquities and curios from far-off lands, we were collecting everyday objects belonging to ordinary people. Almost immediately, the Manx Museum embarked on an ambitious folk life collecting mission. Society after the First World War was changing rapidly and capturing the traditional way of Manx life before these traditions were lost became a real priority for Manx National Heritage. A dedicated group of folklife collectors endeavoured to record as much information as they could about the traditional way of life before it was lost forever. As they went out into the countryside interviewing older generations, they also collected objects like butter bowls, spinning wheels and turf spades, and soon a new folk culture collection began to be accumulated here at the Manx Museum. In the 1930s, new galleries opened to celebrate the ordinary, and in 1938, our first branch museum at Craigneish was opened. This was the first open-air museum dedicated to folk culture in the British Isles, and its aim was to present the richness of everyday heritage to the people of the Isle of Man. The Manx Folklife Survey, meanwhile, continued to chronicle the voices, language, songs, stories and traditions of the Isle of Man, and today it remains an invaluable source of information about our traditional way of life. We still follow the same fundamental principle of capturing the stories of the people of the Isle of Man, told through their possessions and keeping them safe for the future. In our Museum 100 exhibition, we have a display dedicated to the ordinary, which includes the reel-to-reel tape recorder that the Folklife Survey collectors used to record Manx speakers, Manx songs, and Manx memories. We have a Manx spade, a hedging spade, a unique tool used on the Isle of Man. We've also got a spinning wheel that was collected in the 1930s, which was immediately sent to Harry Kelly's cottage at Craigneish to be one of the first exhibits of folk culture. And we have a wonderful bog oak two-legged stool that once sat by the Cholag in a house in Ronning.